saved. He shall be saved. He shall be saved. I am the door. The words are but four. Millions are in, but there's room for more. Doors open wide, so come right inside, and thou shalt be saved.
The second verse is delightfully simple. He says, I am the door. The words are but four. Did you know that to become a Christian is very, very simple? All you have to do is walk through the door. I used to be over there, now I'm over here.
对，那个呢，你知道这个非常的简单。对，第二节，这第二段呢，就是非常的让我们感到欣慰。你知道吗？成为基督徒，那非常简单，就是说，我就是门，其实英语词呢就是四个字。那么说，你知道成为基督徒，那你只是通常在这个方向走，然后你进这个门就行了。
Okay, so if anybody ever asks you whether I have a good memory, you say no, because I always forget translation.
如果有人问他记忆好不好，那你会说他不好，因为他总是忘了要翻译。
Okay, simple words, but the next line, millions are in. How many million people have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior? Millions!
简单的话，就是说是第二段呢，就是说是第二句话说成百万的人进来，有多少人成为基督徒呢？成百万的人。And
there's still room for more.
但仍然里面有空间。How
long is the door to heaven going to be open?
所以这个门呢要开多长时间呢？It's
going to be wide open until the last person is saved, and when heaven is full. Then the door is going to close.
所以这个门呢一直大大的敞开着，敞开呢直到最后一个人得救，那么天堂里满员了以后，这个门就关了。Right
now the door is wide open.
现在这个门呢大大的敞开。So
come right inside.
所以进来。And
thou shalt be saved.
你就会得救。Okay,
one more time, let's sing it.
再唱一遍。I
am the door. I am the door. By me if any man enter in, he shall be saved, he shall be saved, he shall be saved. I am the door, the words are but four, millions are in, but there's room for more. The doors open wide, so come right inside, and so
All right, so we're going to sing, we're going to read now a little from the book of John, chapter 1.
我们要读一点关于约翰福音的第一章。
John, chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
And it begins, it reads, as you know, it says, in the beginning was the Word.
这里开始讲到的说,太初有道。
That is a profound statement.
这是一个非常深刻的说法。
How much do you know that you didn't get by the Word?
因为你有，就是说是多少知道，如果你不读那个神的道的话。
We know by what we were told.
所以呢，我们就通过这个神的道，我们知道。
We know by what we learned in school.
所以呢，我们学这些话在学校里去学。
We know by what we read in books.
所以呢，我们学到呢，当我们读书的时候，我们学到。
And we know about God.
我们呢，认识关于神。
He has given us the written word of God.
他赐给我们这样的写下来的神的话。
He has given us the creation around us by which we see his glory.
他呢就赐给我们，就是在我们周围的，就是被造物，就是借着他的荣耀被造的。
But mostly he has given us Jesus, who is the Word of God.
所以呢，他他赐给我们最大的就是主耶稣，他是神的道。
All right, so what do we understand by that?
这一点我们理解多少呢？
Verse 14, John chapter 1, verse 14 says, And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
第十四节，约翰福音第一章第十四节说，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，满有恩典与真理，我们也见过他的荣耀，这是父独生子的荣耀。
Who is that?
谁是这个人呢？
That's Jesus.
这是主耶稣。
Jesus is the Word of God.
神是主耶稣是神的道。
Now we take the Word.
我们把这个道拿来。
And that gives us wisdom.
那个呢就赐给我们智慧。
But it goes beyond that. This Word of God goes into our hearts and it gives us new life.
但是呢，超过这一点，这个呢，神的道呢。他进到我们里面，赐给我们新的生命。
And then because we have new life and the word of God, we understand not only what to do with new life, but how to do it.
因为呢神的话呢，我们知道呢，就是说是我们怎样开始一个那个新的生命，我们怎样去生活。
So I've been impressed recently by some thoughts from the wonderful world of science.
因为就是说我最近呢感到印象非常深刻，就是说关于那个科学的讲的一些东西。
And the question many people ask is, did God create the world or did it evolve?
因为就是问题是那是神呢创造的世界呢还是进化来的呢？
AndOne of the simple answers to that question is that that life is so complicated, it could not have evolved.
所以其中的一个简单的答案是呢，生命呢是如此的复杂，它不可能进化来的。
So here's your science question, a science lesson for this morning.
所以今天早晨呢，这是一个科学的功课。
We have bodies.
我们有身体。
Our bodies are actually made up of individual cells.
因为我们的身体实际上是由单个的细胞组成的。
There are 2 or 3 trillion cells in your body.
所以有2到3万亿的这样的细胞在你身体里面。
Frankly, that's quite a few.
坦率说这个太多了。
And you know what? In my body and in your body, each cell knows what to do.
你知道吗？在你的身体里，在我的身体里，每一个细胞呢都知道该干什么。
One cell makes hair.
所以呢，有一种细胞呢长头发。
Another cell makes skin.
另外的细胞呢让你组成皮肤。
Another cell makes sugars in my tummy.
所以呢，其他的那些细胞呢，在我的胃里呢产生糖。
It's amazing. We've got trillions of cells, and they each know what to do.
所以这个呢就是对我们来说非常的惊奇，就是说是我们有几万亿的细胞，但每个细胞都知道该干什么。
How do they know what to do?
这细胞怎么知道该做什么呢？
And the scientist says it's all very simple. In each cell we have chromosomes, and in each cell we have DNA.
因为就是说那个科学家讲的非常简单，在我们的每个细胞里呢，它都有那个染色体，都有 DNA。
And so in DNA we have all the information that is needed to tell the cells what to do.
在 DNA 里呢，我们所有的信息呢，我们需要的去告诉那个细胞该干什么。
DNA is similar. Yours DNA is similar to mine, but not identical.But it's similar.
所以你的 DNA 和我的 DNA 是类似的，不是完全一样的，但是类似。
Can't believe what happened to time. Anyway, we have DNA, and it's similar but not identical.
所以呢，我们就说是有哎，他不相信时间过这么快。我们都有 DNA， 但是呢，是类似的，但是并不是完全一致的。
Apparently, the DNA that you have in your body is almost identical. Half of it is almost identical to the DNA in a banana.
所以这个里面呢非常明显的就是说是你在你的里面的 DNA 呢它有一半的和那个香蕉的那个是一样的。
So don't be proud, you're really not much more than a banana.
所以呢不要感到骄傲，你真的比那个一个香蕉呢大不了多少。
But this DNA is all one word. It's the longest word that we know of in the universe.
所以呢，这个 DNA 呢，它有最长的那个词，这个词呢，就是说是我们在整个宇宙里最长的一个词。
Now we sang, "I am the door."
我们刚才唱过，我就是门。
The words are but four. How many letters in the word door?
所以呢，就是说是这个词呢，就是说只是有四个字。那么在那个门，在那个 door 里面有几个字母呢
？Four.
四个。
But the DNA in your body and my body is longer than that. The word actually is how many letters long?
因为这个呢，实际上在你我里面的这个 DNA 的那个字母呢，就是说是比这个要长，那有多长呢？
3.5 billion letters long.
所以呢，35亿的有那样的。字母长。
Is that a long word?
这是最长的词吗？
3.5 billion letters?
35亿个字母。
What do those letters do? They fulfill the word. What's the word do?
所以他们这些字母在做干什么呢？他们组成的那个词，那个词在干什么呢？
The DNA is this long word in every one of your 2.5 trillion cells, this long word in every cell, and it tells the cells what to do.
所以这个呢，就是说是35亿长的这个字节呢，它在你的身体的2到3万亿的每一个细胞里都有，它告诉你的细胞该干什么。
So how does my fingernail know how to grow?
所以我的指甲怎么知道会生长？
Well, the DNA tells it to grow. How does it know it to be different? A toenail different from a fingernail? And where? How does it know that?
所以是 DNA 告诉它去生长。你怎么知道你的脚趾甲和那个手指甲，它怎么去生长？怎么知道在哪里要生长呢？
Well, this word's got a lot of information in it. It's 2.5 billion letters long, and it tells my fingernails what to do and when to do it.
所以这里面呢，就是说它有那个在 DNA 在每一个细胞里告诉他们怎么去成长。他说呢，有35亿的那个长那样的东西呢，告诉你那个指甲应该怎么生长。
How many cells in my body?
我身体里有多少个细胞呢
？A couple of trillion.
有几万亿。
What's in each cell?
那么在每个细胞里有什么？
Each cell is so complicated that it has 2,000 factories in it, each with the complexity of a petrochemical plant.
你这个里面呢，就是实际上呢，在那个就是啊，那个每一个细胞里呢，有2300个小的工厂，就像那个一个植物的工厂，非常的复杂的工厂一样。
How do the cells know how to build themselves?
所以那个细胞怎么知道自己生长呢
？And inside each of those trillion cells are little motors.
因为在那个每一个几万亿的那个每个细胞里呢，有那样的马达。
And these little motors get a touch with something, and they go vroom 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 vroom, and they take stuff from one side of the cell to the other to build it.
因为这个每一个马达呢，在里面呜呜呜呜，它告诉每一个从细胞的这边到那边呢，去怎么样建造这个细胞。
And so I end up with an eye that can see.
所以呢，最终呢，我的眼睛可以看见。
And a voice that can talk.
我有个声音可以说话。
All because of this one long letter, 2.5 3.5 letters long, this long word which tells my cells what to do.
所有的都是因为这个很长的这一个词，就是35亿个字节长的这个词来告诉每个细胞呢，他们该干什么。
Does that sound like a miracle to you?
Yes.
对你来说听起来像个神迹吗？
Who possibly could have made a word 3.5 billion letters long?
Jesus.
谁有可能呢？就是建造这么长的一个词，35亿个字节长的，谁能够造呢？
Miracle number one, he made the word.
所以呢，第一个神迹，他创造了世界。
What's miracle number two?
那么第二个那个神迹是什么？
My cells can read the word.
所以他创造那个词，第二个呢，我的细胞能够读那个词。
Can you read the word?
你可以读出那个词吗？
No, but your cells can't.
那你读不出来，你的细胞可以读。
Your cells know whether to put some skin here or whether to put a nail there.
你的细胞怎么知道呢？在它知道在哪里长皮肤，哪里长指甲。
Miracle number three. What's miracle number three?
第三个神迹是什么
？Miracle number one, the word is there.
所以第一个那个神迹呢，就是那个词在那里。
Miracle number two.The cells can read the word.
所以第二个神迹呢，那细胞可以读那个词。
Number three, the cells can do what the word tells them to do.
第三个神迹呢，那个细胞呢，可以去做那个词告诉他要去做的。
Do you believe in evolution?
你相信进化论吗？
Absolutely impossible. Do you know they learned something about evolution?
所以呢，绝对不可能相信。你知道他们在那个进化论里，学到了什么吗
？Why do some people have cancer？
为什么有些人呢得癌症
？Because something went wrong with that one word。
所以在那一个词里呢，有东西错了。
Why do people get other diseases？ Something else wrong with the word。
所以呢，为什么其他的人呢得到另外的疾病呢，也是那个词排列错了
？Why do they？Do some animals slightly differ from other animals?
为什么有些动物呢？它和其他的动物呢稍微有点区别了
？Because something went wrong with the word. One of those letters went out of place.
是因为呢，那个词里面有些东西呢错了，因为有些字母呢跑到那个错误的地方去了。
Do you know that scientists have never found anything that actually improved the word?They found things that broke the word down, but they've never found any addition to the word.
你认为呢？就是说是科学家他们找到了任何去改进那个词的办法吗？没有，他们只找到了就是那个字母的缺失，但是他们从来不可能在那个字母里加上任何东西。
Scientists have proved that the word is impossible to evolve.
所以呢，科学家已经证明了这个词是不可能进化的。
Now what else do we know about a word?
所以我们对这个词了解多少呢？其他的
？Jesus is the Word of God.
主耶稣基督就是神的那个词或者道。
How big is His Word?
他的那个词有多大呢
？Well, that's part of it.
这个圣经只是一部分。
What did John say?
约翰说什么
？He said, if I were to tell you everything Jesus had ever done, the world wouldn't be big enough to contain the books.
所以呢，那个使徒约翰说呢，如果我告诉你呢，写下所有主耶稣基督所做的事情呢，整个世界都容不下这本书了。
Jesus is the Word, but His Word is longer than our DNA, not 3.5 billion. His Word is much, much, much longer than that.
主耶稣基督呢，他就是那个道，就是说也是那个词，他的那个词的长度呢，比我们就是细胞里的 DNA 的那个35亿个字节长的那个还要长得多得多，很长，比那个长多了。
So, what's the problem?
现在问题是什么呢？
Well, the problem is that you and I are in the world, but we can't read the word.
所以呢，就是世界上呢，就是问题是呢，你我身上都有这个词，但是我们却读不出来。
Jesus has got all this information for us, but we can't read it.
所以主耶稣基督呢赐给我们这么多的这样的信息，但是我们却读不出来。
So what do we do?
那我们应该怎么做呢？
We say, Jesus, I choose to believe you.
我们说呢，主耶稣，我选择相信您。
And when we choose to believe Jesus, we begin to read the word.
当我们选择那相信了主耶稣基督以后呢，我们开始呢去读那个道。
And we begin to understand the word.
我们开始呢去理解道。
And then by the grace of God, we begin to obey the word.
所以呢就是说然后呢借着神的恩典呢，我们开始顺服神的道。
And so the cells in my eye actually work.
所以呢，在我的眼睛里的细胞呢，它实际上它在工作。
Now, if I had some cells in my body that didn't read the word,
所以呢，如果我在我的身体里的有些细胞呢，它读不出那个词的话
，and didn't obey the word,
它不顺服那个读出来的词
，what would you call it?
那你把这个称之为什么
？Cancer，
癌症。
Mm. Okay, people get cancer, and it's the cells are doing the wrong thing.
所以人们得癌症是因为细胞在做错事。
Now this world is full of spiritual cancer.
所以这个世界充满了就是灵里的癌症。
God says, "I've got it all for you."
神说那我把这一切都赐给你们了。
I've got the word for you. All you have to do is believe it so that you can understand it so that I can help you obey it. But you've got to believe the word.
神说呢我把这个道赐给你们了，所以你们要去读，去读了以后呢你们要去相信，相信相信以后呢我能帮助你们去顺服，所以你们必须先读神的道。
How much does Jesus know?
所以主耶稣基督知道多少？
Let's read these verses again, John chapter 1.
所以我们再来读这个约翰福音第一章。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
He was in the beginning with God.
道，与神同在。
All things were made through him.
万物都是藉着他造的。
Does he know a fair amount?
他知道很多东西吗？
What is the source of life? Jesus.
生命的源泉在哪里？是耶稣。
All things were made through him.
所有的都是藉着他造的。
His word.Began to work on, and that's not true. His word created, and each thing he created did what he told them as they touched and came in contact with the word.
因为他的那个道呢，就是说创造了这个世界。当呢创造这个世界呢，这个世界呢通过道呢跟他沟通。
Is it important for your cells and mine to pay attention to the DNA?
所以呢，就是说你我的细胞呢，去关注那个 DNA 是不是重要的呢
？And the answer is yes. I'm very glad they did. Because of that, I can see. Because of that, I can feel.
所以呢，答案是当然是的。我非常高兴他们能够去关注 DNA， 因为呢，他们去关注，所以呢，我的那个眼睛可以看，我的手可以触摸。
Is it important for you and me?To pay attention to the word. We read the word of the Bible, and the Bible brings us in contact with Jesus, and Jesus begins to work through each of us as cells in his body.
这个里面是不是重要的？如果我们去关注圣经，我们去通过读圣经里的每一句话呢，那么说呢，我们就可以相信主耶稣，去顺服主耶稣。主耶稣基督呢，就是说是把我们每个人当作他身体的细胞，让他都去工作。
How many cells in the body?
有多少在身体里有多少细胞呢
？Trillions.
几万亿。
How many Christians?In the world from the time of Jesus until now.
因为在世界上有多少个基督徒，从主耶稣基督那个时候开始，一直到当今呢？
We can't count, only Jesus knows.
所以我们数不出来，只有主耶稣知
But
道。
there's a lot of them.
有很多。
How do those Christians know how to live? They stay in contact with Jesus. And they learn from him, and they're empowered by him to do what he wants.
所以那些的基督徒怎么知道去生活呢？他们跟主耶稣基督保持接触，所以主耶稣基督赐给他们的力量，赐给他们力量，让他们知道怎样在世界上去生活，怎样去做主耶稣要他们做的事。
John chapter 3,
约翰福音第三章
and verse 16.
第十六节。
God loved the world and gave his only begotten son that whoever believes in him.
所以这个神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切相信他的。
He believes close enough to get in touch with the word, like the DNA, so that the DNA can pass the knowledge to him.
所以呢，我们相信呢，相信的足够的近，就像呢，我们知道 DNA， 所以 DNA 呢可以把信息呢传递过来。
What happens under those circumstances？
在那样的情况下会发生什么呢
？He doesn't perish。
他呢就不致灭亡。
What happens to the cells in my body that no longer obey the DNA？
所以呢，如果在我身体里的那个细胞它不再去顺服 DNA 的细胞会怎么样呢
？They're replaced.
他们被替换了。
Sometimes you go to Hawaii and you get a suntan.
所以呢，有时候呢，你去夏威夷，你那个就是有那个太阳的晒斑。
And you come back brown from Hawaii.
你从夏威夷回来说呢，你身体呢变黑了。
And after 6 months, you're white again.
所以呢，六个月以后呢，你又变白了。
What happened?
那么发生了什么呢
？Well, those skin cells died, and they were washed away.
所以那些呢，皮肤上的那些细胞呢，都死了，然后你就把它洗掉了。
Okay. Now, the picture then is that if we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, we won't be washed away.
所以这个画面是这样的，如果我们相信主耶稣基督呢，的话呢，我们就不会被洗掉。
We won't perish, we will have everlasting life.
我们不会灭亡，我们会有永生。
Well, I keep saying to myself, Lord, thank you for the word.
所以呢，我一直对自己说呢，主啊，感谢道。
The word of God, even this word of God, which is a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ, this word will...Give us wisdom, enabling us to do what is right, and it will continue to give us life.
所以这个呢，神的道呢，就算是这本圣经呢，它都是神的道，它呢赐给我们这样的智慧，让我们呢，让我们有这样的力量，继续去那个就是照着神的话去做，然后带给我们生命。
If the DNA can give physical life, the word, the Lord Jesus Christ, can give eternal life.
如果 DNA 呢，它可以赐给你这样的，它可以让你有身体上的生命，那么主耶稣基督呢，他的道呢，他能够赐给我们永生。
Keep believing in Jesus.
要一直相信主耶稣。
Keep obeying Jesus.
一直要顺服主耶稣。
Keep living for Jesus.
一直要为主耶稣基督而活。
Lord, just a simple story.
主啊，这是个简单的故事。
We thank you that there are these lovely illustrations of the truth of God even in life.
所以我们感谢呢这些非常可爱的例子，就说是去证明神的话，就算是在我们的人生里。
And Lord, if the human cells can thrive because of their contact with the DNA.So we pray that we might live and thrive because of our contact with and obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
所以主啊，就算是说这样的细胞呢，他们能够与那个 DNA 有联系的话呢，他们就是能够活着。那么说呢，我们就是也祷告，我们通过跟主耶稣基督的这样的紧密的联系，我们也能够活着。
So thank you, Lord. We give you thanks. You're a good God. We rejoice in your goodness. Bless us, we pray.
主主啊，我们感谢您，您是一个良善的神，我们呢在您的美善里喜乐，所以求您呢，我们继续感谢您，赞美您。
And we thanks in Jesus' name.
我们现在感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.